one dreadful morn walked Christ my Savior, weary and worn, facing for sinners death on a cross, that he might save them from endless loss. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems now I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me. Father, Savior, pray, even while his lifeblood flowed fast away, praying for sinners while in such woe, no one but Jesus ever loved so. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems now I see on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me, dying for me.
Well, thanks for joining us on this Good Friday. There is so much to share on this Good Friday. We call it good because this is where everything comes together on the cross. God pays the price in full for each and every one of us. There is something that I don't share too often, but it's an interesting fact related to Good Friday and Easter. Have you ever noticed in the gospel accounts of Easter that Jesus is not immediately recognized after the resurrection? Early Sunday morning, even Mary fails to recognize him by the tomb. She mistakes him at first for the gardener until he says her name, Mary, and she realizes that is her Lord. Later that afternoon on the Emmaus Road, two strangers walk with Jesus for 7 miles before they recognize him in the breaking of the bread. Later on at the Sea of Galilee, when the disciples join Jesus for breakfast, there seems to be some confusion. What exactly is going on? The only conclusion biblical scholars have been able to surmise is that, as Matthew 26 indicates, Jesus was spat upon and beat in the face. That also, as Isaiah 50 verse 6 says, I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. This is a bit too much to hear. As if the abuse, the flogging, and the crucifixion was not enough, it seems that those around Jesus pulled out his beard on his way to the cross. No wonder his friends didn't recognize him at first. If you've ever seen anyone who was fully bearded and then shaved and saw them the next day, it takes a double take to recognize them. This endears me to our Savior all the more. I am reminded of a young mother whose face was badly disfigured. Her little girl was continually ridiculed by the children in school because of her mother's appearance, and the little girl was ashamed and embarrassed to be with her mother in public. Then one day, when the little girl was old enough, the mother explained to her that when she was a baby, there was a dreadful fire in the apartment. And although the mother was able to save the little girl, the mother herself suffered very severe burns in the process. From that day on, the little girl was no longer embarrassed about her mother. Every time she looked into her mother's face, it was a reminder to her of just how much she was loved. Is it possible that in addition to the nail prints There were additional scars, perhaps where his beard used to be, that caused their difficulty in recognizing him. Are they still there? Does Jesus still bear the marks of his humiliation? In the book of Revelation, John is propelled forward in time some several thousand years and is granted a vision of the throne of God. In Revelation 5, we find the Lamb who is slain, apparently still bearing the scars of the cross. They say that the only man-made thing in heaven are his scars. When Jesus returns to rule Israel, he proclaims, "And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced." The marks of his humiliation are also the marks of his glory. I'm sure the most significant aspects of the cross were not the physical aspects. I believe it will take us an eternity to even begin to understand what it cost him that we might be with him. He was born of a woman so that we could be born of God. He humbled himself so that we could be lifted up. He became a servant so that we could be co-heirs. He suffered rejection so that we could be his friends. As the hymnist writes, "What language shall I borrow to thank thee, dearest friend? For this thy dying sorrow, thy pity without end. Oh, make me thine forever. And should I fainting be, Lord, let me never, never outlive my love for thee." On this Good Friday, we take time to say thanks to our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems now I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me. Oh, how I love him, Savior and friend. How can my praises ever find end? Through years unnumbered on heaven's shore, my song shall praise him forever.